Joined now, midfielder from Toronto FC and, of course, Canada's men's national team, Jonathan Osorio, graces us with his presence on the starting line. It's great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Back from dreary Spain. It looked beautiful there. What was your training facility like? And then it's odd to play. It's an odd spot to play New Zealand, but better than them coming all the way here. And certainly you guys going all the way down to Auckland, right?
Yeah, I think during negotiations, we came to an agreement that we'd meet halfway. So we decided Spain was the spot, and which I was okay with, obviously, you know, getting away from a little bit from the cold here. Although it wasn't the greatest weather there, actually, because where we were, there was a lot of wind. It was very, very windy, a little bit chilly. But the training facilities and everything went really well. The camp went really well.
Now, people took note of the result. I mean, you guys had a good result in early in the fall. I went to the Jamaica match. You guys looked good there. Tell us about playing for John Herdman. This obviously got a lot of headlines because of the work with the women's program. How have you related to him? How have the players related to him as a guy who he dives into things full blast? How's it been with your new manager?
It's been good. I mean, it's really exciting. I think the boys are really excited to work with John. I think he kind of laid out clearly what his vision was for our program, and you know, a lot of the guys were really happy to hear what he said and to see what he has planned for us. You know, he's a really, really great speaker. If you know him, you know that. And so he really got everybody to buy in, and I know for me personally, I'm happy with how the first camp went. He's instilling an identity, which is what we've been missing. So, it's only the first camp and it's early, but I'm really excited for what's to come.
And he took an extreme measure to some people when he called you guys when he got the position and the appointment as the head coach. He called you guys to hear what you had to say about the program, what you thought had been missing or what you liked about it, just getting your views and perspectives in general. How did that conversation go with him? And is there something that you kind of focused on that you wanted to maybe see changed?
Yeah. It went really well. It went really well. My phone call with him, actually, just exactly all the things that you said. He wanted to know what was wrong with the program and everything. And, you know, obviously we're kind of talking about the past and bringing up situations that maybe were not letting us move forward. And, things more on the mental side. I think our players have to work more on the mental side and believing in ourselves more, as well as having a structure within the whole program, the association. I think those are the biggest things. And it was great. I thought it was great. I think we needed a coach that wanted to do that, that wanted to hear everything in the past that has been working and hasn't been working, and also instill things that needed improvement. And I think he studied really hard on those things, and that's why. And part of that is having a good first camp.
Jonathan Osorio, kind enough to join us from defending MLS Cup champ Toronto FC. That sounds great to say. Tonight or tomorrow or Friday night, Good Friday, Rail Salt Lake, 8 o'clock start, and then Tuesday, Club America. I think it's been, I don't like the narrative that, Champions League, and it's distracting. Both things matter to you, but you guys have only played the two league matches. Some teams have played four matches already and just the one at home. I think soccer's soccer. Do you find there is that extra layer that the work has been harder? There is more to focus on. There's more tape to watch being in this competition as well and having Club America on Tuesday, Jonathan.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not an excuse. Like you said, I don't really like that people say that, we're not focused on the league because we're only focused on Champions League, because that's not the case.
No.
In this team, we want to win everything and we want to win every game no matter what. Yes, it does take a toll, all these games, consecutively in short period of time, and the travel. It's normal, it affects the body, but at the same time, we're professionals, and it's not an excuse. You know, we're used to, I wouldn't say we're used to it, but we're prepared for these situations, and we're prepared to help do everything it takes to get our bodies ready for each game. So you know, we've only played two games and it's and the season's long. So, you know, we're not worried or nothing. We know that Friday is a big game for us and we're definitely going there to with nothing less, trying to get nothing less than 3 points.
I would say in this case, it's almost helped you guys because the two games that you mentioned, you haven't scored a goal, but you've had success finding the back of the net in the CONCACAF play. So mentally, you know that the offense is there. It can be stimulated just in those two games. It hasn't worked out for you yet. It's kind of a benefit in this case from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have that advantage that, okay, maybe we haven't scored in the league, but we have played other games and we have scored in those games against the top Mexican team.
Exactly.
So, you know, it not scoring goals is not something that's getting to us mentally or anything like that. We're very confident in our ability. We know what we can do. You know, we just have to bring the same intensity that we have in Champions League towards the league games. And I think with the rest that we had during international break, well, maybe not myself, but the other guys, I think we'll be ready for Friday for sure.
Internationally, this is kind of your window, though, at age 25, right? This is a really important qualifying campaign to get to Qatar, for lack of a better word, in 2022. Players, even in England, in Spain, in Italy, they never know quite how long their international window is going to be. Are you viewing it that way? Like when these matches start in September, there's great significance for players. Look at what Bradley and Altidore went through with USA. They probably saw a great opportunity and they were crushed by it when they didn't make it, but it matters to you to be a big part of this, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, Canada hasn't been to a World Cup since 86, and it's a goal of mine. It's a main goal of mine to play in a World Cup with Canada before my career ends, and I mean, really, this is my chance. This is my chance. It could be my only chance. So, of course, I'm putting everything in me into this, and I know it's looking good. It's looking up, and I know Canada has a bright future. So, I'm really excited. I'm really excited, and you know, eager for the games in September to come.
Well, that was a great step forward on Saturday. I will say this CONCACAF Nations League, like I've loved international soccer my whole life. I can't understand it. I hope John Herdman does, or somebody with Canada Soccer does, because how you guys are qualifying is different. How the European nations are qualifying for Euro 2020 is, I feel like I'm looking at a geometry test from grade 11. And if you showed it to me now, I'd be like, how do I even get 58% on that? It's a bit more confusing than the old CONCACAF was with the hex, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit different for sure, or a lot different actually. Yeah. But what I like about it is that now we're playing more games that mean more.
Right.
So there's more meaningful games now. There's, you know, the meaningful games start early. And even though maybe the meaningful games start against maybe teams that aren't as great, but it's still, you know, just the fact that there's a lot on the line, it makes the game that much better. So I actually like it. I mean, that's our first time. It's the first time, like, CONCACAF or whatever will be experiencing this, so I don't know how it will go, but I'm pretty excited to see how it turns out. I'm excited that we're playing meaningful games really early.
Jonathan, a soccer kit doesn't really allow for a lot of personal expression and style. I feel like soccer players do that with their hair, their coifs, and I'm just wondering, what's your big plan this year? Are we going to be seeing anything different from you?
Maybe a bandana.
Because I know it's a big deal for some soccer players, and you got a nice head of hair there, so I'm just trying to get a sneak peek of what we can expect this year.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll go too... I don't know if I'll come up with anything too different than what
I've nothing groundbreaking
last year.
Yeah,
I actually started to grow out the back of my hair a little bit, and people have noticed. So maybe that'll become a trend. We'll see.
A little mullet action.
It's a question she's never.
Not a mullet. I wouldn't say it's a mullet, but like it's almost like a full hawk or mohawk.
Okay.
You
okay.
Call it.
Yep.
But not quite. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how people take to it.
How they react. Well, we'll be watching.
John, it's a question she wouldn't dare ask Michael Bradley. She would not dare consider.
No, maybe I should though.
Although when I see video of Michael Bradley from 10 years ago, I'm like, that's not him. He has hair. Like at one point, everyone had hair. You forget that sometimes. You really do.
Yeah.
You really do. What about Blue Jays? What's your hopes, expectations, fears for your baseball team?
I'm hoping for a great season. I feel like for them it's so tough because they're in a division that's like any team can make the playoffs in any year. So it's always tough for them, and they always have a great team. And in baseball, it's different. I think is it only like six teams make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, ten to five in the league. Yeah, and then the one wild card between four and five. That's right.
Exactly. So it's always tougher, but at the same time, you know, Blue Jays are always exciting. You know, I saw that Vladimir Guerrero's son hit a walk-off the other day, which is pretty cool. In Montreal, which was that's like you can't even make that up. So
it was a great. And you know how many Toronto FC fans are in Montreal? No, that's not really. Some of them might have traveled there. Hey, good luck tomorrow or good luck Friday and good luck Tuesday. We love having you on as always.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.